On the phone with us this morning, live from Washington, D.C., it's Joe Garofoli from the SF Chronicle. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I understand there's a bit of activity in the nation's capital at this hour.
Yeah, there's something happening here. I don't know what. There's crowds everywhere.
What's security like?
Oh, very tight, very tight. In fact, so tight that some of my colleagues got in carrying backpacks, like our photographer and others. I came right up to the security gate and they said, sorry, no backpacks. And so I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do with a backpack?
Yeah.
At this late date. So I walked up, tried to check it at a couple of hotels. No, they were not, they're not taking backpacks. There's a kid selling hot chocolate a block away from the Canon office building where I've left my backpack, and they're going to watch it for me through the thing. I thank God. I'd like to say that publicly for guiding me to that person.
Well, you know, it's
very,
a lot.
Very crazy.
Today, for a lot of Americans, it's all about trust, Joe. What else is happening there?
Well, we're going to have, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens, not only inside, of course, what the president-elect and soon-to-be president says, but also outside where demonstrators are going to be trying to blockade entrances to here. They're going to try, and there's an estimated 200,000 demonstrators in town spread out around that they're going to try and jam the festivities in various times. Just this morning, I got up from the DuPont Circle stop here in Washington, D.C., and I saw a gigantic line several blocks down. I was like, what are all these people, what are all these activists in line here for here? They're giving away 8,400 free marijuana joints. and so 4 minutes and 20 seconds, 420 for, I know your Sonoma County listeners know what that means.
Yeah, we do.
They're supposed to light up. And that is a protest of, President-elect Trump. And he has not been, he's been vague on what he feels about federal legalization of marijuana. The catch for that is, it's although marijuana is legal in the district, it is illegal to smoke it outside, and it is also illegal to smoke it on federal property. So I don't know if people are going to have to do it inside their house if they're going to have a silent protest on that.
So then you go to D.C. to cover this whole thing. Like, do you just see what happens, things like that, and write about it, or do you have a bent that you are trying to cover?
No, I've been writing here all week. I wrote stories in the Chronicle the last couple of days. We have one story that was sort of setting the scene between the Trump folks coming in and the activists coming out. Yesterday, I wrote a story about how one of our nation's finest just police officers.
Yes, you have the.
I'm on.
I'm sorry.
Right now, Joe's in the security line trying to get into the U.S. Capitol, so we will understand if there is...
Yeah, I'm coming in. I'm just doing a live radio.
Yeah, we will understand if there is a bit of a stop and go in that whole process. Right now, the Obama and Trump motorcade is on the way to Capitol Hill as we return to Joe Garofoli of the SF Chronicle. Hi, Joe.
So we're back. You saw some of the tight security in action there.
Yes.
I was just here talking the phone, like, away from the security gate. Anyway, so... They're saying that, yesterday I talked with Devin Nunez, or the story that ran in today's paper. Devin Nunez is the head of the Intel Commission, a Republican from Tulare, and Kevin McCarthy, number two guy in the House from Bakersfield, talking about how the power is shifting to not only rural America, but rural California, and how these two Central Valley congressmen are basically going to be the California's gateway to the Trump administration. Nunez is on the transition committee, and so he is very tight with Trump. And these folks, who most people in the liberal California on the coast don't know who Devin Nunez is, and so he is going to be in the spotlight very soon.
Well, much will be uncovered certainly over the next several days, months, and years. And Joe, thanks for being with us this morning. You better go grab your seat because we're getting close to inauguration time.
Yes, yes. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks for being with us this morning. That's Joe Garofoli from the San Francisco Chronicle, just moments away now from the inauguration of Donald J. Trump.